When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Welcome to the Speaking Podcast. Today we are speaking weddings. My name is Jessica Gibson with my co-host, Kristen Accardi, and our special guest today, Dan Zarro. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey, Meteorologist Dan Zarro is with us.
Chief Meteorologist.
You know, Spadia has been trying to convince me to come on the podcast ever since you guys started it several years ago. And finally, the stars aligned and fate would have it. Here I am. And Spadia can't even join us for the recording today. Is that how this works?
That's usually how it works. And then we're embarrassed and have to make excuses. And
well, his famous excuse is, well, I didn't really have a lot of involvement in my wedding, so I can't contribute. Well, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I kind of see it.
Like, I get it.
Usually he will have an opinion on everything.
Right.
But
absolutely.
Really? Okay.
And I'm pretty sure things were a lot different then than they are now. And that's why, Dan, we invited you to join us.
Hi there. Yeah. You know, and it's funny because my wife and I just celebrated our fourth anniversary in January. So it wasn't that recent. Thank you. 5 years coming up in this coming January, in fact. And it's hard to believe that the time has flown by so quickly.
Oddly enough, go figure, Dan and I actually have become pretty close, good friends, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan's 5-year anniversary falls on my wedding day.
There you go.
I'm getting married at the same day, Dan.
I know how we're celebrating our 5th anniversary.
Aww.
So convenient,
that's
well, right?
One. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations. Excellent. So timing, I think, is perfect right now as well, because I have a little less than 8 months to go till my wedding.
And oh God, it's like tomorrow.
I think it went very fast. I've been engaged for way well over a year now. And I think 2 years is going pretty quickly. But
you still have more time than I planned my entire wedding.
That is true. And I don't know how you did that. Did you do everything by yourself though?
My mom helped a lot.
Your mom helped.
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone helped a lot.
Yeah.
Except help. Is like,
I try to. The problem is I'm very controlling, and I feel like if I don't do it, it doesn't come out right. And I hate to say that.
Yes, everything
really
won't
do.
Be perfect.
Right. Well, so I'm putting a pause on my bridesmaids drama because, of course, that's I think everyone had. Yeah. Oh, of course, it's continuing.
Yes.
And right now I have some groom drama. My groom.
Uh-oh.
What?
Love him to death.
No.
Love him to death. But you know what?
You're stuck with him.
It's his answer is whatever you want, dear.
Yeah.
And that's just not the answer I'm looking for.
Is that
Dan.
What Dan did?
Oh, man. Even when you're married, you don't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's got to learn real quick.
12 years, still doesn't get the hint. But
oh, God.
Yeah. So really what I want to know, Dan, from you is how involved in your wedding were you?
Probably a little bit too much. My wife has called me a groomzilla, a term that I proudly accept. It was probably true.
You deserved it.
I think so. Yeah, I was very involved with most aspects. You know, when we took meetings with venues, when we went to bridal shows, we met with photographers and florists, etc. I was there for pretty much all of it. I insisted that we go together at least to meet them, and so we both knew what we were getting into.
Did you guys take selfies with all the vendors?
No.
People do that?
Is that
it was before
thing?
That time. I could see Spadia going around being like, take the cake, take a selfie.
Bill's one of a kind.
Tasting.
This is very true. No, I mean, we were, I think we were in a very similar situation as you, Jessica. We did not have much time between.
Yes.
Originally,
you had even way less time, right?
We were going to have a year and a half in between engagement and wedding. We were going to get married in October. But then for situations and reasons, we ended up moving it up dramatically to January. And we figured that out about 3 months in advance. So we already had some of the groundwork. We had a couple of our vendors picked, but we changed the venue like 3.5 months before the date of the wedding. And we had to you know, rapid fire, get everything in place, a shotgun wedding, if you will.
That like, I'm getting like agitated and nervous and thinking about that short amount of time
you still
that
have
you had.
8 months. That's like a lifetime.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm stressing about that. Like, mm-hmm. I can't imagine how, you know, how your wife was trying to put everything together. And I mean, it must have been a crazy time.
It was. And, you know, she has often joked, but she's kind of half serious, that if we had kept the wedding in October, we might have split up before the wedding because of the wedding planning, because it was so stressful and agitated and unfriendly. It was intense.
It's true. And now I know why people hire, you know, wedding planners. If I could afford it, I totally would. But
right. So do you already had a bunch of vendors picked out?
We had, let's see, we had the photo and video set, mm-hmm. and they were available on the new date. So it's just a matter of flipping them over. We had the DJ, they were available. So we flipped that over. The venue change was a problem though. We did not get our first and second deposits back from the original venue, but, you know, in addition to changing the location, we also scaled down. We basically cut our wedding in half. Mm-hmm. I think we had about 75 people in the end. And so we went with a different venue because it was the original one was this gigantic theater in the middle of Hunterdon County. It was very cool, like straight out of like the 60s.
Yeah. How do you get married in a theater, like on the stage?
It's like a dinner theater. The sweetheart table goes up on the stage, and then there's like risers where everybody sits, and it's like this glorious ballroom. I'll have to show you a picture when we're done here. But the nice part about the venue was out back they had this beautiful lake, and it was going to be October, so the foliage was going to be all pretty.
Right.
You know, actually glad we switched because I checked the weather very closely on that day because that's what I do, and it poured just as we would be saying our vows during the ceremony. Pouring rain
Lucked
in that
out.
Spot.
Wow.
So I'm glad we changed. No problem.
But you did get married in January. Did you
we
have
did.
Snow or?
Yes, and we had rain.
Snow and rain.
It was not a pleasant weather day. In fact, I had to work on my wedding day.
Aww.
That morning, I believe I wrote a blog or I sent in a forecast or something first thing in the morning. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Time to get married now.
Did you sleep the night beforehand at all? Were you like nervous and stuff?
I think so. I had the bed
like,
all to myself.
I slept fine.
My wife stayed at her parents' house, so it was just me and the dog at that point. So it was nice and comfortable.
That's true. I guess you get up at like 3 a.m. anyway.
I did get to sleep late that day. That's true.
Actually, that is very true.
Yep.
What about like your guests? Did you have any involvement in the list that you made? Was there anyone that maybe you wanted invited, but your wife was like, you know what? Nope, not going to happen.
No, we were pretty much on the same page about that. I mean, there were a lot of questions. I had just started working here at 101.5 a few months earlier. So the list of coworkers that I was friendly enough with to invite was pretty limited at that point. If I were to get married today, our guest list would be much bigger because I'd want to invite everybody.
Right.
So it was, I mean, it was family. It was a couple of coworkers on both our sides, some old friends. Again, it totaled like 75, I think.
That's still a decent size.
Yeah.
That's still
like a micro mini wedding.
Right.
Which have you read about those?
No.
Micro weddings.
What is that?
So people get like everything they want, like their expensive meal and like a fancy venue, but they only have like 20 people come.
Wow.
So
I like
you can
that
even
concept.
Get your pretty dress and the photographer.
You know, that's interesting.
You don't kill your budget on inviting such a big crowd of people.
A lot of venues, though, like they need a minimum amount of people. That's why I'm surprised I guess you don't go to those big fancy venues if you're having a micro wedding.
Right.
But
and our minimum was 75. I mean, we were at the minimum for that particular day. It was, you know, Saturday night. So minimum was a little higher, I guess. But, you know, I think the guest list is an area that we didn't really quarrel about too much. I think we were both on the same page about that.
That's good.
Even your parents?
Well, that's a whole nother story that we probably don't want to get into.
Okay, sorry.
There were guests that other family members wanted to insert. And I mean, we paid for this thing almost by ourselves. We had a little bit of help, but we wanted to keep it small. And therefore, we did have to make some decisions as to, okay, this family friend that I haven't seen in about a decade, I think we're going to pass on that one.
Because that's Kristen's problem too, right?
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. There's a few people where, you know, he feels he needs to invite them, and I'm just not okay with it.
Well, it's good you and your wife are on the same page with it then.
This is true. And, you know, the one piece of advice I'll pass along is I was surprised how many no's we got. You know, even though we were on a tight schedule, we got invitations out. What is it? 6 to 8 weeks, I think is the recommendation. We got them out in that time. But you know, people who I thought, oh, they'll definitely come, ended up not. And whether they had something to do or they just didn't want to, that's fine. But, we actually had like, we inserted some last minute invitations to get it back up to the minimum.
That B, C, and D list.
Nice.
And we didn't even bother with that because we thought, okay, this is fine. We'll have, you know, 80, 90 people. It'll be great. And we got several no's for whatever reason. And, you know, maybe that'll work out for you if there's people that actually make the list that you don't want there.
Right. That's what I'm hoping. Jessica, did you get a lot of no's?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but we sent out a lot of invitations and I think we had like 150 there.
Okay.
It was all moving so quickly that I did not keep as big of a... And our venue was huge and we weren't anywhere near, like, you know, not making the minimum. So it was less of a concern. It's more like, what do we got? Add it up. We had a nice little Excel sheet that my husband made. That was very helpful.
Speaking of involvement.
It's funny you mentioned that because I have my wedding planning spreadsheet open here. And we invited 129 people and we got 74. So that was our response rate. Yeah, lower than I expected.
Yeah. Well, I guess also, because I already know of people that we planned on inviting and basically already told us no because it's a January wedding. They're coming from out of town, like across the country. Uh-huh. So we understand that.
Sure.
And, you know, if there's snow, hopefully not.
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Dan. I told Dan, too. I was like, come October, every day I'm going to be asking you, so January 3rd,
did
how's the weather?
Do you even know how often brides will email me or tweet at me, hey, what's the weather going to be a year from now? What are your thoughts? Anything you can tell me about a month from now? And every time one of my Facebook friends gets married, I get a message asking, hey, can I get my own personal forecast? I understand the stress that goes into that, especially if you have outdoor components to this.
Yeah.
That's very nerve-wracking. I get it.
Right. Yeah. So I won't bother you that much then. Now I feel bad.
Listen, you bother me every day.
That's true, actually.
That's your privilege. You have to put up with me every day. You can ask me the weather forecast, too.
But
I was checking the Farmer's Almanac like every day, like going back 5 years for that day specifically. I'm like, okay, out of the 5 years, it's rained like 2 inches on one day.
Right.
I feel confident. Did you do that too?
Well, actually, no, not yet. But I get nervous.
Now you will.
I get nervous because so not this past January 2018.
Yes, the nor'easter.
We had
a
nor'easter on January 3rd.
That was a bad one too.
And it was funny because my fiance and I, Ryan, we were leaving to go to Disney World that day.
I remember that, yeah.
And our flight got canceled because of the weather. And that was the trip we got engaged. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I'm getting nervous. I'm getting very nervous about the weather.
Well, I when people ask me and they freak out about it, I always remind them that it both snowed and rained on my wedding day and everything was fine.
It's
unless
like
it's
extra
a big
good luck.
Storm. Unless it's a huge, gigantic storm like that one, by the way.
Right.
Everything's going to work out just fine.
Here's my thing. If it's going to snow, it needs to be a state of emergency.
Okay.
Because then that way, the venue and all of our vendors say, The wedding obviously gets postponed because it's a state of emergency and we just move everything. But if it's not and we get 9 inches, that freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. I think you would just be so panicked that you just wouldn't know what to do next. And you'd just be like, I'm going to smile.
Great. No, I'll cry.
Yeah, cry. Oh, I don't know. I watched my friend get married in the middle of a destination wedding in New Orleans during that hurricane that passed like a year and a half ago.
That
do you remember
fun.
How wild that was? It was pretty bad.
Was that Michael that mainly hit the panhandle and kind of clipped New Orleans? Was it last summer?
Yes, it dodged
I think that was
it
Michael.
At
that
the
was
last
a horrendous
minute.
Storm. Yes.
It dodged it. And it was supposed to hit the day. They actually got married outside on their wedding day. Everything was fine. But it was like sandbags piling up on the walls in New Orleans and everyone preparing to get flooded. So that was interesting as a guest to like sit back and be like, what will they do next?
Yeah. Yeah. But as the bride and the groom, oh my God.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Hope everyone's happy with pizza.
Right?
Hopefully the pizza shop is open.
Right? What was the best part of your wedding day?
Oh. I mean, the moment that sticks out in my mind was seeing my wife come down the aisle in her dress. You know, we played it very traditional. We didn't do a first look. So the first time I got to see her in all her makeup and her hairdo and the dress was when the doors opened to the tune of Love is an Open Door from Disney's Frozen.
I love it.
And literally on the line, Love is an Open Door. It's 39 seconds into the song or something. I had our ushers open the door at that moment, and there she came in. And,
oh, I love that.
You know,
yeah.
that was the moment. You can catch me on our wedding video crying a little bit as that happened.
I was going to ask if you cried. Yeah.
Yes, partially because it was a moment. It was very emotional. Partially because 10 days before my wedding, I got the flu. Full-out influenza. Boy. So I was on Tamiflu for it's a 10-day thing. I was on it for 10 days before the wedding and feeling better, but like sniffling and still a little loopy come wedding day. That was something that I had not planned for, and I would not recommend. Don't get the flu before your wedding.
Oh, thanks. Great advice.
Thank you. Good.
I didn't know Frozen was around for 6 years. You said five. Okay.
It was Frozen was, believe it or not, Frozen was 2012. So 7 years ago that thing came out and still a juggernaut. How about that?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
That's, I love that.
And you guys went to Disney for your honeymoon, right?
We did not. We again kept it simple. We went to New York City for our honeymoon.
Right.
And we did a Broadway extravaganza. We did three shows in 3 days, and we played tourists, and we stayed right in Times Square. And, you know, something that we'd never done because we always just took day trips into the city. We live 20 minutes from the Holland Tunnel. So it was kind of cool to stay there and eat and have fun. So that's what we decided to do instead.
Yeah. Awesome.
We love Disney World, but that was not our honeymoon that time.
It would have been, though. it's definitely a contender, too.
Possibly,
well, because
yes.
I know you're doing it, so yes. I thought Dan had done it, too.
Yeah, that's where you went beforehand, right?
Right after our engagement, we took a trip, and we got to wear the I Just Engaged buttons, and we got VIP treatment all over the place.
Those buttons are great.
Love the buttons.
Even the happy birthday buttons. All you need to do is wear a button, and you get, like, everything for free other than the $8,000 you spend on the whole trip.
Not as much as previously. I mean, we were getting like free dessert at every meal. Yeah. We got VIP seats to the Indiana Jones show. We were wearing buttons this time and nobody really cared. But then again, we weren't really celebrating anything. We were just wearing buttons because they're free.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you get to skip lines?
No.
No, it's just mostly
not.
it's a lot of like free food and pampering. Like that's usually what they give you.
They call it pixie dust. It's nothing major. It's nothing that's going to change your life, but it will put a smile on your face for a few minutes. And that's what Disney does best.
Yeah. Aww. Ryan and I actually, we went this past Thanksgiving and it was close to when we got engaged. So naturally we wore the we're celebrating buttons. And on Thanksgiving Day at our Thanksgiving dinner, we got free champagne.
Ooh.
So yeah, so it's like little stuff like that is
little
what they
thing.
Do. It's fun. It's cute.
So here's a question. Did you ever consider a Disney wedding, doing it at Disney World?
It's funny you say that. That's something we are saying now we wish we did. Because, well, we're so stressed out. We're spending so much money where we didn't even realize, you know, how much money you can spend on a wedding. It's insane. I'm trying not to be so materialistic, but hey, I'm only doing this once, right? So I want what I want. So now we're like, you know what? We should have just gathered, you know, like our immediate family and just had the wedding down there. And then we could have just spent 2 weeks down there, had our honeymoon, and, you know, whoever wanted to join us could join us. But that's not what's happening because we just can't get any of our money back. So
I asked the question on purpose because if we were to do it all over again, we would not have the wedding that we had.
Yeah.
It would be even smaller than it was and quite possibly at Disney World, probably for the same amount of money that we spent, as you said.
I would have invited myself, just to let you know.
Yeah,
like invitation or not, I would be like, I'm just going to be there. So
dress up as Minnie Mouse or something.
There you go.
Donald Duck.
So of all the money, Dan, you spent on the wedding, was there anything that was like your best decision and your worst decision as far as like expenses go?
We played it pretty frugally. I mean, we shopped around and we...
Because you went and you did the video and everything.
We did. And I think we got a good deal on the photo and video. I mean, working in our favor was the fact that it was January. Who gets married in January?
Yeah, oh, wait, they were available that weekend.
They sure were. There were no problems there. And we had one photographer and one videographer. the florist was actually in-house at our venue. So that was easy and not part of the package, but we got a good deal on that. And for our favor, we did a candy buffet. So we had this spread of 50 pounds of candy in the colors of the wedding, blue and silver.
I want that now.
And it was great. It was a big hit. That was one of the best parts of the whole thing. And the flower lady, she laid it all out for us. Yeah. We just had to buy 50 pounds of candy and bring it to her.
There it is. what were your favorites, Jessica?
My favorites were fudge from down the shore.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's great.
And my favorite part is that my friend is a lifeguard in Sea Isle City.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband could have picked any of the locations that we got the fudge from to be picked up for the favors. So we asked our friend who's the lifeguard, you're coming up for the wedding, can you please like pick up our favors while you're down there? My husband thought that Cape May was on the way home from Sea Isle City, which it is
not quite.
Absolutely not.
No, no.
So we are very thankful of all the people that were so helpful, because it was a big ask that could have been a lot easier.
Yeah. That's wow.
It was good.
So I have a question. I am thinking about doing a groom's cake. Mm-hmm. I guess it's not a surprise anymore.
What do you mean not a surprise?
It was going to be a surprise, but he's going to listen to this and then he's going to be like, oh, I'm getting a groom's cake. So there we are. So my question is, did Amy do anything special for you?
She was going to do a groom's cake, in fact, but we literally ran out of time. You know, the fact that it's right after the holidays heads up, that's going to be a stumbling block.
Sure, of course it is.
You know, holidays and flu, not recommended right before your wedding, I guess. We wrote letters to each other that we read on our wedding day. That's part of the wedding video, you know, part of the whole shtick. I had a little gift that I gave to her, a little locket that says another quote from Frozen. Again, it was a winter wedding, so Frozen seems
very
to be
fitting.
The theme. But, you know, some people are worth melting for. So she has a little thing for that. Again, we played it very simple, and I was just looking at my checklist of things to do before the wedding in my spreadsheet, and there's so many things that I marked off as not going to happen, not going to happen, not going to happen. And, you know, did we miss anything from that experience? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It was still a wonderful wedding. The ceremony, the reception was incredibly fun, and we have fond memories of that day, and that's really all that matters in the end, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like everyone thinks that their wedding day is the best, so I think you'll be happy with all your choices.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm also overthinking a lot of things. And again,
probably
like
true.
I said before, I'm trying not to be materialistic, but let's be real. You know, but when you go to a florist and they quote you at $8,000, that's just insane. I just can't do that, you know?
For flowers that are going to die the next day.
That's my point, but it's what I want. Isn't
right.
that sad?
That's what I want.
But I understand that completely, you know?
Do you really want that, though?
$8,000
so worth of flowers?
They're so pretty.
You know, getting back to the topic of this thing, which is, you know, groom's involvement, I said to my wife, and I still stand by that, listen, I want to give you the wedding you want. So it was her vision, with my input interjected a little bit. But when she was adamant about wanting something, you know, these colors, these flower arrangements, whatever it was, we were going to make that work, whether it was in budget or not. If she wanted something, you know, it's her wedding day. She was the bride. So I was going to make that happen. That was my goal.
I'm going to give you Ryan's phone number. I'm going to give him a little call. And
so where did you interject? Like with which band got picked or were you like, we need to have these favors passed out to everyone? What were you the groomzilla about?
I think I lost all my battles, so I don't know that anything actually made it.
That's why he was groomzilla.
I wrote the ceremony. That was my big contribution. I don't know that she had too many issues with that script, but we had a family friend who officiated for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she gave us the books that her online church sends to her. And I flipped through it and wrote the ceremony. And, you know, my wife, Amy, thought that I was maybe overstepping a little bit, but you know, the officiant appreciated it. Like, okay, all I have to do is read this book. That's good.
Nice.
Yeah, that's something that I owned. And then just the whole preparation of it. I tend to think I have a good eye for design.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of took the lead on invitations and the name cards and things like that. And some of my choices were not we're not perfect. So
you were vetoed.
Amy, I was vetoed. Yes.
All right.
I was.
Did you want to have this kind of involvement or was your wife just like, hey, like,
he's clearly interested.
Well, no, because sometimes, well, once you're involved, that's a different story. But at first, like, what was it like, hey, I need you to do this. And you were like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And then you got into it or.
No, I was into it from the start.
All right.
I think that's just my personality.
Yeah.
And you know, the same thing goes with, hey, when we had our kids, I wanted to be there for every single doctor's appointment, whether I got to see the baby on ultrasound or not. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be involved. It's just who I am and
of
how
course.
I work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like giving him your phone number. Like, call my husband.
That's where I'm at.
My fiance. Are you going to wrap up? We're at 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Well, I'm excited to promote it on air next week.
Excellent.
It'll be fun.
This has been fun chatting with you guys. And, you know, if Spadia were here, I'm sure he would have had some irrelevant nonsense to throw in, and we would have talked some politics. We would have talked all about the food. You know, we didn't. That's the first mention of food right there.
What about the food?
Oh, it was delicious. Aww. It was amazing.
What about your food?
I hear wonderful things about it. We don't get to do a testing.
Oh, you haven't been to a wedding there or anything?
I have not. No, but everyone that has, that's the only thing that they say about it. They go, beautiful venue. The food is amazing. So
that's all
I need to hear. That's all I need to hear.
A+. That's all Spadia needs to hear, too,
that's
sure.
That's true.
All right. Are we good? We're wrapping up? All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. And what do I do at the end of this? Kristen, what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, my Twitter handle is at producer Kristen, E-N, not I-N.
Dan, thank you for coming today. What's your Twitter handle so everyone can tweet you and follow up?
I'm at Dan Zarrow for your latest forecast for New Jersey and beyond. You can hear me on New Jersey 101.5 and follow me on Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent.
Hey.
Chief meteorologist.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Tweet me at Chasing Just Nut still. Kind of like not lose my blue check mark. And thanks, guys.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.